This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 18th. God's word to you today is the God kind. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 7, verse 47, and it says, I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love. But a person who is forgiven little shows only little love. Looking at this young ruler, his life was full on the outside, but his life was empty on the inside. If you find out that your life is fuller on the outside and empty on the inside, there is only one thing God is saying to you. You lack the God kind of contentment. I am not saying go sell everything and follow me. That is not to say God cannot be saying that to you. Check. What I am saying is, if your fulfillment comes from your possessions, you have not even started your spiritual journey. Your spiritual journey actually starts when your fulfillment, your satisfaction is in God. Your spiritual journey starts from the God kind of contentment. If you are born again, your spiritual journey cannot begin until you have the God kind of contentment. It starts when God is everything, not your car, not your house, not your assets and liabilities. A lot of people believe they're moral, good, because they go to church, pay tithe, give offering, and help the poor. People benchmark their morals on these things because a lot of people do not even do these things. When we feel that we're moral, as good as that may sound, it can actually be a stumbling block to genuine spirituality. A person who feels he is moral, like this young ruler, will never love Jesus deeply. But somebody who feels desperately in need of a savior will offer his whole life in gratitude to Christ. Just like the woman with the alabaster box, she broke it at Jesus' feet, kissing his feet and wiping it with her hair. And Simon thought, if this man were a prophet, he would have known that this woman is a prostitute. In fact, the money she is giving as an offering, she collected from the men she slept with, and he is accepting it. What kind of prophet is this? And Jesus answered the question of his heart. My friends that have said to me, what's with you? We love Jesus too. Why are you overdoing things? It's because my sins were many and he forgave them all. The truth is, those who think their sins are not many are really not aware of their sins. If only we could see ourselves for who we are, we will fall at his feet in awe and in love and adoration. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I need you desperately, and I offer my whole life in gratitude for all you have done for me and in pursuit of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.